Hello, this is David Lewis for the Hamilton Spectator, reporting on the 2018 Men's World Cup in Russia. Rivalries in sports are what makes supporting a team so enthralling. Whether it's between two teams, two cities, or two players, rivalries create headlines and controversy, stir up interest, and help connect fans to the game. For over a decade now, football fans have been spoiled by the type of battle for supremacy that future generations will be envious that they weren't here to see. Two players driving each other to constantly improve, constantly competing to be the best. This is what Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi have gifted to the footballing world. A combined 10, soon to be 11 years of Ballon d'Or wins shared between them is testament to the fact that these two men have dominated the world's most popular sport for over a decade. It is a remarkable stretch of dominance for two players that are completely different both on and off the pitch. Ronaldo, the flashy, somewhat cocky winger whose pace, power, and an innate ability to keep bettering himself have driven him to the top. And then Messi, the little magician who can dribble circles around anyone and who is the closest thing to Diego Maradona that we're ever likely to see. But this decade-long rivalry is the exact reason why we all need to appreciate their brilliance at this World Cup. The time catches up to everyone, and this will likely be the last time we see Ronaldo and Messi play at the same international tournament. This is the last World Cup that we get to admire their generational talent, and they'll both see this tournament as the final chance to firmly cement their legend status by leading their national team to a World Cup win. What would make this so impressive for either of them would be the fact that their national teams are not blessed with the world-class talent that surrounds them at the domestic level with Barcelona and Real Madrid, respectively. Argentina and Portugal are good sides, but not great, whose over-reliance on their megastars shows through whenever Ronaldo or Messi have an off day. This was particularly evident in Argentina's laboured draw against Iceland on Saturday, when Messi missed a penalty, and very little else has to be said about Portugal's reliance on Ronaldo after his hat-trick in their 3-3 draw with Spain on Friday salvaged a point for them. Spain and Portugal are both expected to comfortably advance through the group stages, but they're going to run into better overall Argentina and Portugal are both expected to comfortably advance through the group stages, but they're going to run into better overall teams as soon as they reach the round of 16, and that's when Messi and Ronaldo will be relied on to provide a moment or two of magic to scrape them through. Argentina at least have some other potential goal scorers besides Messi, most notably Sergio Aguero and Paulo Dybala, which is something Portugal don't have, but both teams have plenty of weak spots in their lineup that better teams will be able to exploit. It would therefore be a spectacular accomplishment for either Ronaldo or Messi to drag their national teams all the way through the competition, and it would finally give the world the chance to see Ronaldo and Messi finally showcase all their ability on the greatest football stage available. See, we have yet to have a World Cup in which both have dominated in, and it is the last thing on the list of accomplishments that each player needs to tick off. Messi almost did it back in 2014, but ran out of steam when he came up against a far superior German side in the final. It's also impossible to rule out anything when Ronaldo is leading the way. His drive to win means that anything is possible for him and his Portugal side. It will be a battle against the odds, however. Neither Messi nor Ronaldo have been fortunate enough to play in a national team of any real quality, and it would be an intense shame for either of these two greats if they failed to lift a World Cup before their careers drew to a close. They'll go down as two of the best players the world has ever seen, and careers such as theirs deserve success at the international stage as well as domestically. As fans, we debate and protest over which one is better, but as we look out at the last World Cup which we'll see them playing together, it is important to be able to appreciate both their greatness equally and realise that we've been lucky enough to see both of them play during their prime. If either of them manage to lead their teams to a World Cup victory, it'll only further reinforce their greatness and enhance the extraordinary legacy that they will eventually leave behind. For the Hamilton Spectator, this is David Lewis.